This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لسان يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير. The MSA, it was a lot of work, I can see that, and organizing things, especially after the COVID, where we all got so comfortable in not doing things on site, and now you're back. So I'm sure there was a lot of challenges, and I could see it and I could feel it. And jazakum Allah khair, everyone who trusted the MSA to come and attend the conference. And I really ask everyone in this room to really make a sincere dua to every member of the MSA as if they are your own children. Ask them to Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them as He protects His righteous servants. We all need to be protected. There's a lot of tests, there's a lot of turbulations, a lot of temptations outside, and to be focused and dedicated to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a young person, that's something really we need to commend. And we don't want to take it granted. So make sure everybody in your salah, especially when we're going to go, inshallah, for Maghrib, that make your in your sujood a special prayer or a dua or a supplication to everyone in the MSA for everything they are doing. Is it perfect? No, nothing is perfect. But they did their best to be perfect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, as I always say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward for the efforts. He doesn't reward for the result. The result is only in His hands. So this is a topic that I'm sure you have all heard about it a lot and a lot and a lot. It's, I rarely go to any conference or I attend a conference and there is not a topic about the manners of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the topic was which part of the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that impressed me or that I want to highlight. When I was reading the title, I was like, which one is not? Which part of the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when you really read it, not read it just, okay, I know, I'm just reviewing. When you really read and say which one, and you take one incident, one incident, one incident, like let's take one incident with a non-Muslim, take an incident with his wife, take an incident with somebody he doesn't know, take an incident with his friends, and it's like, which one doesn't impress you? And it doesn't impress you, it has to make you at least say, whoa, wow. And who is he? Alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think all Muslims, all, wherever we are, share a common love to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And I can speak from the woman's side when we are in the Rawdah. When finally we get into the Rawdah, and all those of you who have been there, you know what I'm talking about. And the emotion you see it on the ladies, this is not a faked emotion. And there's nothing, I mean, when we are in the Rawdah or the woman area, we don't see anything. It's not like the men side. We see nothing. We only see just like a white fence. And not now, alhamdulillah, it's much less crowded, but before it used to be extremely crowded. Still there is these emotions. And nothing stunning, and you say to yourself, what is it? It's the love we all have to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All Muslims are still the same. But there is one or more than one issue for us Muslims in our relationship with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The last session I was talking to the ladies and I said, and I focused on the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now since the topic is, it's what's the relationship with our relationship with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Love is there. So don't think of love. Love is there. No one can at all question or argue about it. But the question I have to everybody and what I want to share with you is, this love is translated to what? These feelings are translated to what? And I'll give you an example in our daily life. Whenever you want to understand something in the deen, always think of something in the in life. And then see. So when you have someone who loves you, young and old, parents or students, somebody loves you, what is the sign that this person loves you? And I would love to hear from anyone. What is the sign that this person really, genuinely loves you? What is the sign? I'm sorry? actions? Specify. That's what I'm looking for. What action prove without a doubt? And even sometimes you say, what else I want to do to prove it to you? What is it? Praise, okay. Sacrifice for that person. You give the thing you love for that person. That's one. Definitely, trust is not love. I'm talking about love. Love. Sincere love. Obedience. You do whatever they tell you. Sometimes doesn't make sense. But I love them. And look at you parents with your child. If your child coming from the university, coming home after 6 months, right? What is the first thing parents do? The mom is cooking something that child, that student, she or he loves, because they love it. And you smile, and it doesn't matter if this takes forever, right? And the daddy will go and do something because my son or my daughter loves it. The sign of love is actually obedience. And Allah said this in the Quran. Anyone can give me the verse. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Me is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the result, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. The sign, each one in this room, young and old, man and a woman, brothers and sisters, that you love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We live in, what's the name of this estate? I know, what is the name of this estate? Show me state. I was talking to my family, my sisters in California, and says, what? And I said, yeah, it's called Show Me State. Why it's called Show Me State? Don't answer me, Google it, but you will find out. Show me, meaning show me. And I'm so worried about me. I'm not talking about you. You all are definitely better than me. That a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of judgment, and he will say to me, show me. Show me your love. In my book, where is the love that you had for me, that you claimed you had for me? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. What does follow me mean? Do something he did. Let's take simple ones. Simple ones he did. Who can give me one thing? You all know about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You don't have to read the seerah. You don't have to listen to long YouTube. One thing the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did. Tell me. Anything comes in your mind. I'm sorry? Give me act, not a character. Act. Smile. This is one. He used to be described that when he talks to someone, and there's a couple of things in his seerah, and I focus on his daily life that literally astound me. I was like, Ya Allah, make me this one. I don't think I can do it. It's very simple. When he was described by the Sahaba, when he talks to someone, they all say he talks to him or her as if there's nobody else in the room. Give them their all attention, his all attention. And he's a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And it doesn't matter who is that person, young or old, famous, rich, poor, speaks the language, doesn't speak, it doesn't matter. And look at us. When we get into a gathering, how do we greet people? We have categories. Do you know that? I know her. She's my friend, or he's my friend. Oh, he's my boss. I will need her. I have something to do with her. And it is accordingly. And some people we don't even pay attention to, as if they are non-existing, especially if they are, quote unquote, less than us in my standard. So number one, his relationship with the people around him. I'm not talking about the relationship with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the special relationship. or with Sayyidina Umar or with Sayyida Aisha. These are special. I'm talking about the general. What is the other thing they said about him? When he greets someone, he never, ever was the first one to let his hand go. And he's a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When you greet, he keep greeting till that person pulls his hand. What is that sign of? Caring. He cared about every single person around him. Not because they were from Quraysh, or they were in Medina, or because that was the person who will bring khayr to Islam, or because this is his friend, or this is his father, father-in-law, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. No, because they were a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when he was described, and you all know this hadith, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. When Sayyida Aisha was asked, how was he? Because the men wanted to know, how was he in his home? They see him outside, but how was he at home? You know the dual personality many of us have? Outside we're perfect, when we go to home, Allah knows. Or when we go to our room, we are something, and when we are with our family, we are something. Not he, alayhi salatu wasalam. And they asked her, Sayyida Aisha, this hadith narrated by Sayyida Aisha, who was he? And she said, كيف كان خلقه في أهل بيته? How was he with his family, meaning his wives? And this is the wife talking about the husband. كان خلقه القرآن. His manners, his demeanor, his speech, the way he talk, the way he walk. كان خلقه القرآن. Where are we? If you look at the other person he had daily contact with, not a woman, a man, in his house, Sayyidina Anas. He was his servant. When he moved to Medina, when he migrated to Medina, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he arrived to Medina, the people of Medina, they were so happy, everybody gifted him something. And the mother of Anas, Sayyidina Anas, was 10 years of age. She grabbed Sayyidina Anas and came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of, I don't have much to give to welcome you. Take him, Ya Rasulullah, and teach him. What a gift. What a gift, not to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to Sayyidina Anas. Go and live with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He served him for how long? Who knows? 40. And some says 10, some says 40. And this is what he said, Sayyidina Anas. Think of the people we deal with, whether they are friends, whether they are our bosses, or they are under us. And he said, I think it's 10 years. I served the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam 10 years. He never said to me one time, single time. This is a young boy, 10 years of age. How many mistakes he does? Think of your children. And he said, for 10 years, he never asked me, why did you do this and why you didn't do that? That's patient. When you said patient, absolutely, but in action. Why did you do this or why you didn't do that? And that's shahada. This is a testimony of someone in his house afterward, not when he was alive, afterward. 2, 3, they loved him to the extent Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As was asked way later on when he became the governor of Egypt. They asked him, describe him to us. How does he look like? How did he look like? Tell us how his face was. And you know what he said? Does anyone know the answer? We never looked at his face. We could never look at his face. That's love. And that's what? Respect. Awe. Love. Respect and awe. A man does not look at the face of a man that he cannot describe him, and they lived around him. And the famous story, which I'm sure some of you, when they went to the Najashi and they went, who is this man? And they said the meaning of that when he does wudu, when he performed his ablution, the Sahaba ran to collect the money, to collect the water from under it. Who was he? Who was he? And where are we in our relationship with him? Simple question to everybody. What was his sunnah in these days? Where are we? Sha'ban. What was his sunnah in Sha'ban? Fasting, right? When Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd came to him and says, Ya Rasulullah, I've never seen you fasting that much in a month after Ramadan. Why this month? Why Sha'ban? What did he say? Daka shahrun yaghfulu anhu an-nas bayna Rajab wa Ramadan. This is a month that people forget about, because it comes between Rajab, the sacred month, and Ramadan. Everybody knows Ramadan. And I wanted to honor this month by fasting. And he used to fast not all Sha'ban, majority of Sha'ban. Where are we? And everybody asked about the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. I can't tell you how many questions I had. At one point, I was like, there's nothing else in this deen other than the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Should we do that? Should we do don't? Is it bid'ah? Is it not bid'ah? And I looked at people and I say, why don't you learn about his sunnah and do what he did in Sha'ban? He used to fast. And then he said, وَهَذَا شَهْرٌ, and this is a month where the deeds are presented to Allah. And I love for my deeds to be presented to Allah when I'm fasting. Because our deeds are presented to Allah weekly, actually daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Do you know that? Okay. Daily, it's presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice. The change of the shift time. When the angels change. The angels change before Fajr and before Asr. And they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels of the night. And Allah asks them, how did you see them? We all have to have a good answer. They just left. We just prayed Asr. They just left. So that when they go to Allah, Allah says, كيف وجدتم عبادي? What did you see them doing? And they say, Ya Allah, we found them praying. Alhamdulillah. And the morning ones, the same thing. And this is the daily presentation. And there is the weekly presentation. And this is on Thursday. And that's why he fasted, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because fasting is the most beloved act to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Fasting is for me. Allah is saying this. Not us. Not even the Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's hadith Qudsi. Fasting is for me, and I, Allah, the Exalted, will reward for it. And scholars teaches you the only deed that is not times 10. In fact, it's two. That one, it is not times 10. Who knows them? One is fasting. What is the other one? Related to fasting. It's patient, sabr. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The people who practice patient, let alone you struggle to be patient, you will be rewarded, unaccounted for. Fasting and being patient. So on Thursday, then you come the monthly, the month of Sha'ban. Then you come the yearly. What day our deeds will be presented to Allah? I'll leave this for you. Go and learn it. Go and learn it. This is what he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. He taught us how much we practice. Everything I'm going to tell you that impressed me, and I'm saying this to myself before I say it to you, is not about what he did. It's about me. Let me read to you this one, because I want to read it, because I want to give it its due right. Is when, you all know this, when he went to the cave of Hira and Jabal al-Nur, and then he come back and he heard Iqra, the angel came to him. When he came to his wife, and I want not only the brothers to think of themselves, but I want the sisters also. If this was the opposite, what will your wife say about you? And what will your husband say about you? And look what she said about him. And he came, you all know, Zammiluni, cover me. And he was telling her the story. And it is an overwhelming story. I can't even imagine. And what did she say to him? Wallahi, inna Allah la yakhdhuluk, la yakhdhuluk. By Allah, Allah will never let you down. This is a wife talking to her husband. This is not a prophet yet. She doesn't even know that. She took him to, after it, she took him to Waraqa. But at this point, she doesn't know what's going on. This is a man came to his wife and says, this is what happens to me. I was in the cave, and guess what happened? Angel came to me, and then he was telling me this. Normally, what would we have said? Really? Are you sure? Is that how it is? See what she said. Inna Allah la yakhdhuluk. By Allah, Allah will never let you down. Why? These are the criterias. These, I call it, the result is earned. I do and I get. We all want to get, but we don't want to do it. We don't want to put the effort to get the result. So what did he, what did she say? She said, فَإِنَّكَ تَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ. You always, always take care of your blood relationship. It's not the one I love, or the one I like, or the one I need. Blood relationship. And I call it the non-negotiable relationship. I have no choice. But you don't know what they did to me. No choice. This is the first thing that people need to know about me and you, let alone your close people to your life, your spouse, your husband, your wife, that you are a person takes care of people. Not because you need them or love them. Number one, تصل الرحم. فإنك تصل الرحم وتحمل الكل. You help those in need, especially when they, and you carry, and you worry about their worries. These days, it's not my business. Why do I have to worry about them? Let me worry about myself. All of us is the society of I, me. It's not the society of us, community. كنتم خير أمة. You were the best nation that was sent out. No, it's all about me. Life is all about me. وتحمل الكل. Does people say this about you? You worry about the other people? Don't worry, he is there. He will take care of it. Don't worry, she's there. She'll help you. Can I claim this? That's who he was. وتحمل الكل. وتكسب المعدوم. تكسب المعدوم, the person who's in need, not to carry his worries, but to help him wherever you can. تكسب المعدوم. You give whatever. And I'm not talking about money. Anything. How many of us in this room follow this footstep that we help people before they open their mouth? We feel them. In college, tomorrow is a very hard exam. I know she is, she doesn't know this very well. Let me go and help. No, you know, I studied more. She needs to take care of herself. And put these examples. That's who he was before he became a prophet. I'm going to re-emphasize the point. He was not a prophet yet, alayhi salatu wasalam. And وَتَنْصُرُ الْمَظْلُومِ. And you stand up for injustice. Stand up for injustice. I'm not talking about the movements or outside. I'm talking about in our masajid, in our Muslim community. When we see injustice, what do we do? It's not my business. I am not the chairman of the masjid. I'm not the president. I'm not in the shura. تَنْصُرُ الْمَظْلُومِ. These should be my daily character. That's why كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. You stand up for injustice in your home. Injustice with an animal. Injustice with the world. People laugh. Oh, you compose. Oh, you recycle. Don't use plastic. That's تَنْصُرُ الْمَظْلُومِ, because we have done injustice to this earth. You all have seen the pictures of the plastics in the ocean and what happens to the animals. That's him, let alone a human being who's going through injustice. Whether I see in the road, whether I see in the mosque, whether it's in my house, injustice in my house. وَتَنْصُرُ الْمَظْلُومِ وَتُقْرِئُ الضَّيْفِ. And you're so hospitable to the guest. And she didn't say who's the guest. Hospitable. He was a person, alayhi salatu wasalam, loved people because they are human beings. Because they are a creation of Allah. Because that's what Allah wants from him. Not because who they are, or they are my friend, or I love them, or I will need them. تُقْرِئُ الضَّيْفِ. That's what she said. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. That's the last thing she said about him. And you always stand up for the truth. Where are we from this? Stand up for the truth. This is a wife talking about her husband. How many of our spouses will say this about us when we in front of us, to us, and let alone behind us? That's who he is, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is before he became prophet. And then the ones I started with is when he became a prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. There is way more, and I'm going to end up with this one. When this is Sayyida Aisha, his wife, the younger one, this is in Medina, she described him. She said, I will describe him to you. Give me your hearts. Even write this down. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the month of Ramadan is in 2 weeks, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me this. I can't do it. We can't do it alone. We live in a corrupted time that every norm became abnorm. Every true become not true. And he predicted, alayhi salatu wasalam, he predicted that. جَاءَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Islam came as a stranger, will come back as a stranger. Place in Jannah for those strangers. May Allah make us among the strangers. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. So she said, لَمْ يَكُنْ يَعِيبُ أَحَدًا. He never, ever looked down or called someone or find a fault of someone. أَبَدًا. This is what she said. أَحَدًا. Nobody. Look at us. We look at this. She's tall. He's this. She's that. Never. وَلَا يَجْزِي عَلَى السُّوءِ بِسُوءٍ. And never retaliate or return harm or evil with evil. Never. This is his wife. Never. They say, what did they say about him? Go and read the Quran. What they did do to him? Go and read the seerah. Never. You all know the famous story of the Jewish neighbor who she used. Every day he leaves the house, she throw garbage on him. The day she did not throw garbage, what did he do? Knocked on her door, says, are you okay? See, we laugh because this is impossible. This is fairy tale. This is him. My and your uswa, example that Allah asked me and you to follow him. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example. So she said he never retaliate, respond evil with evil, but كَانَ يَعْفُ وَيَصْفَحْ. He always forgive and pardon. Always. And you know when he entered Mecca, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, you're all free. Those people who insulted him and did everything, you probably all know. It's manners. What impresses you should about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, number one, his manners. His manners. It's legendary. Subhanallah. And she said, وَكَانَ بَعِيدًا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. He was way far from committing any sin. Committing any sin. لَمْ يَنْتَقِمْ لِنَفْسِهِ. Never retaliate for himself. Never. She said, لَمْ. لَمْ is not, never. Have done that. And he never hit a person, let alone a child. وَلَمْ يَضْرِبْ غُلَامًا وَلَا أَمَةً وَلَا خَادِمًا. He never hit a child or a slave woman or a servant. بَلْ لَمْ يَضْرِبْ حَيْوَانًا. Not even hit an animal. وَلَمْ يَرُدُّ سَائِلًا. And he never, ever did not give someone asking him, even if he had nothing, with a smile, with a nice word. That's who he is, alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't even move our lips to say alayhi salatu wasalam. مَنْ نَسِيَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ نَسِيَ طَرِيقَ أُضَلَّ طَرِيقَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. The person who does not send salam to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he lost the path to Jannah. And we don't even, we're too, please forgive me, we're lazy to even say alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm looking at you, I want to see a mouth moved. I'm not talking about the people who are making masks, wearing masks. But keep saying it, you should hear it. You should remind the person next to you to say it. Alayhi salatu wasalam. This is our prophet. This is, I just gave you literally a drop in a bucket. This is just a drop of who he is. Learn, make Ramadan an opportunity that every single day, families, or you in the MSA, after Maghrib, when you break your fast, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Learn about one thing about him. One thing. Every day, every day, every day. No way you will not change. No way you will not change. Or at least in your list of dua to Allah, Ya Allah, make me follow his footsteps. Make it. I can do this. I am not this, but you are able to change me. Do that, my sisters and my brothers. Allah gave us, and I said this to the ladies before, Allah gave us a lot of treasures, but we have left it as Muslims. As Sayyidina Umar said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَابْتَغَيْنَا الْإِسْلَامَ فِي غَيْرِهِ فَأَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. We are a nation that Allah honored us by Islam. We chose dignity and honor somewhere else, and we were abased. In case you wonder why we are as a Muslims. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make us of those who listen to the word of admonition, myself number one, and to follow it. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower us with the love of our Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, the real love, not the love of words, but the love of action.